This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
The Western Conference Finals are done. The Phoenix Suns, for the first time in 28 years, are going back to the NBA Finals.
This is not our journey. Our journey is to bring that Larry O'Brien back to Phoenix. That's our journey.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. There are some guys you love to hate, and there are some guys that you almost hate yourself for loving them. And Chris Paul is that guy on both sides. I love it.
Whatever. He's your warrior spirit. He's your avatar, right? Mm. He's the little guy that lives within you. You wish you can be as cynical and snark.
Getting it done. Listen, that's what Chris Paul does. He gets it done. He got it done.
I wish. Listen, he had a fantastic game. But I wish Patrick Beverley, at that moment when he pushed him, he would have drop kicked him in the middle of his back like Bad News Brown. Like, listen, I wanted Chris Paul to win, but now I think I really want him to lose.
Well, Bad News Brown stunk. He always lost anyway. And secondly, with Chris Paul, I love what we're seeing. Let's get to it. It is Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn with Bart Scott. And it is time for that Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We got a lot of it in this first segment, this and the Yankees and their mess as well, but we'll get to that in just a few minutes. First of all, look, you could say whatever you want. We sat here yesterday and said, do not let this get to a game seven.
Yeah, we did.
And Chris Paul, on his own, did not let this get to a game seven. Stop shaking your head cynically. This was a player who took control of the bad narrative on his name and tossed it aside like it was nothing and threw 41 up on the board to tie a career playoff high. You know when the other one came? In 2018, in another closeout game to the Western Conference Finals for the Rockets. And I know that there's a jerk aspect of it, too. I love it. I love it.
Listen,
I love it.
Listen, you don't have to convince me of Chris Paul's greatness.
I know.
Right? And I understand the narrative around that he's never won the big one, so he's put in a different category, and it will elevate him to a whole nother stratosphere. Listen, I understand that. But I still can want to, you know, think that he has a very, very punchable face. And those little light hazel eyes, whatever they are.
And apparently a shovelable back.
Yeah, very shovelable back. Listen, he did what he needed to do. He understood that the team needed him to step up. He hadn't really played that well. Who knows how much he was feeling the effects of COVID. You know, what I love is how Monty Williams and the chess match that him and Ty Lue was going with. You know, okay, you want to go with Boogie Cousins, and I think you went to the well a little bit too much. Okay, they made sure they brought Sarge in and say, hey, Sarge, stand at the three-point line because we know Boogie can't play in space because of all the injuries that he's had. We understand that he's a problem. We can't really guard him on the post. And I love that Chris Paul, every time it seemed like the Clippers were making a run, he took control at the end of the game. He was responsible for his own 8-0 run. I get that. I get that. But I think I just changed who I want to win. It's forcing me to pick who irritates me the least. And listen, as much as I love Devin Booker because he's a nice star, I hate Chris Paul just a little bit more than I hate Giannis and his ugly game.
And just a little bit more than you like Devin Booker.
Exactly. And so I'm like, listen, I don't even want Trae Young to go ahead and take care of business. I'm hoping that Drew Holiday can come back and ball out so that I can see Giannis, get his first title, in the East, when we know they didn't deserve it because they beat a team that was, you know, just decimated with injuries. And I understand that we have to pat Chris Paul on the back in the Phoenix Suns, but it just feels a little hollow. And you talked about it. You alluded to it. You touched on it. Just a little bit yesterday about how it may be an asterisk, but you can't apologize for the teams that you have to face. But come on, man. I don't know what type of thing. I don't know what in the Space Jams is going on with the basketball guys, but they have blessed the Phoenix Suns because they're the only ones who haven't really had to have an injury or deal with a major injury to one of their big three. Ayton didn't go down. Devin Booker banged his nose, but he didn't go down. Chris Paul had COVID, but that was something that he can come back from because guess what? He was vaccinated.
And he also said last night that he also said he's got torn ligaments in his hand or something. Post-game, I mentioned that as well. Or a broken bone, whatever it is.
Yeah, and he has gout too. Like, And he walked up, and he had to walk because the car broke down to the game. I don't want to hear all that stuff, Chris Paul. You didn't go against Kawhi. You didn't go against Anthony Davis. And you don't have to apologize for that, because guess what? In your career, you've pulled the hammy when your team needed you the most. So you've been on the wrong side of injuries. So, okay, I think this is all that good Wuju coming back for you. What in that State Farm is going on around here? And, presented by Progressive. Straight talk.
Yeah.
Forget State Farm.
Listen, the problem, too, is that he'll aggravate not just you as a fan, but the players on the floor. And he clearly did that to Pat Bev last night, as Pat Beverly, at the end of the game, shoves him from behind and gets ejected. Here's Paul on the game and the incident.
They didn't break. See, the narrative always goes to the victor. So he can say all this, we broke him, because nobody's going to hear. Like, when they go into the finals and they do that little week where they're building up to it, they're going to talk to him. And, you know, CP, you know, Playoff P and all those guys are going to be away, and they're going to be able to not be able to control the narrative and get their stuff put in print. But come on, man. Miss me with that. I've changed. Miss me with that. I'm locked in. Listen, I'm irritated today, man.
Clearly.
Yeah, man.
Clearly. You want to be a little more irritated?
I wish Beverly would have thrust kicked him in his back like Shownuff in The Last Dragon.
Here's Paul George on the loss last night. And
we broke him.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody break.
But you know what else he said?
Again.
If Kawhi was here, it would have been different. We'd be playing.
He said that?
He said that.
He needs to say that.
Well.
That need to be said.
Okay.
That's, but 30, it's also, that's 30 points out of the lineup. That's one of the best two-way players in the game.
That also sounds like an excuse, too.
Well, listen, he said again. He sounds a lot like Chris Paul sounded and all the playoff losses that he had. Again. And it's the frustrating thing. And this is the problem, right? And this is the tough part, right? Because for a long time, the best little man under 6 feet was Isaiah Thomas. And he had to say again when stolen by DJ and Bird lays it up. He had to say again where, you know, when he hurt his ankle against the Lakers. And sometimes that's a part of the narrative and part of the journey. But the difference is now in the modern day, because guys jump ship so much, you don't get to have that again and then say, okay, well, next year we know we'll be back. Because it's not 100% thing that Kawhi's going to even stay.
Mm.
Right? So, like, it used to be those teams, they just keep knocking at the door, knocking at the door, knocking at the door, and finally they break through. Now, in this era of basketball, it's tough to do that. And so now it's like magical chairs or musical chairs. Like, where can I go? And when we break down this Phoenix Suns team, and if they are lucky enough to win the championship, like, what are they? Like, they would go into the next season as the champions, as probably ranked the fifth in the West.
All I know is they played the best of anybody out West. They have.
They played the best who?
No. They have played the best. Not the best teams. I'm saying they have played better than anybody out West, and they deserve to be going to the finals.
Because they're the only team that has been.
And they're the best team left.
Listen, they're the only team that has been healthy. And listen, for years, right, we've heard this, right? And maybe this is where it's starting to really show itself. We've said for years that the best medical staff in all of sports, potentially, was the Phoenix Suns. Remember that. Remember how we've always glowed and talked about their medical staff. So maybe in a year where teams were getting broken down, teams were getting hurt, players were getting compromised, maybe, just maybe, their training staff has been able to keep them healthy because the way they go about their training regimen. No. Remember, like,
I
Grant
understand.
Hill. Remember,
I
Grant
understand.
Hill went there. The people thought he was done in Orlando. They were able to get him right. Remember, they said, hey, Stoudemire knee, we can't sign him, it's messed up. And they sent him out, and New York fell for the banana in the tailpipe. So maybe, just maybe, this is where the difference in training staffs have showed themselves, because we know that the Lakers just fired their guy, and a lot of people have fired their trainers. The Yankees always firing their guy. The Mets used to have those issues. So maybe the difference in a shortened season, the battle of attrition, came down to the training.
Well, you mentioned the Yankees. Wow. Wow, that was
already
an utter debacle last night. And there's a lot of different layers to what's going on with the Yankees right now. First and foremost, the most updated is that Hal Steinbrenner spoke this morning and said, got faith in our coaching staff. If we believe in a particular addition, we would absolutely go over the salary, the luxury tax threshold. Basically said all the things that you would expect him to say, but he's asking pointed questions about what's going on. And what's going on last night? is they sit through two rain delays with an 8-4 lead in the ninth inning.
Why not just cancel the game? Postpone it to today.
Well, they had it as an official game.
Do they have a doubleheader today?
No, they had last night's game in the second rain delay. It was an official game. They could have just ended it right there, but they made them sit through another 90-minute rain delay. It's in the umpire's hands at that point. And so, as a result,
you know what?
Aroldis Chapman could not drive the ball in a Cadillac over the plate. And it is an utter mess for the Yankees right now, Bart. And look, I think the biggest thing that you can say is when this is a team that's expected to win 100-some games, they are the biggest disappointment in professional sports, the way they've played at the moment. They really are. And it's been just absolutely brutal to watch what has gone on with them.
But you know what? When you talk about Aroldis Chapman, and we talked about this, right? We talked about guys throwing the ball hard, but maybe not with the necessary grip. They aren't able to control the ball. So maybe just a tidbit, this is giving us a clue and an idea about the guys that use the Spider Tacky 3000.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's a Spider Tacky 3000.
Maybe.
And maybe. Him and Gary
Cole.
Listen, I don't want no defamation of character lawsuits coming my way,
all right,
buddy.
Well, you tell
I like
me,
to hold on
you
to my
tell
cheese.
Me if this is a coincidence.
Okay.
He has allowed 12 earned runs this season.
That's normal.
11 of them have come since the discussion started about baseball investigating it.
Hmm.
That's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that he could not throw his fastball anywhere near the strike zone last night. Bart, think about
we've
this.
Seen him have
the guy who
problems.
Throws the ball 102.
Yeah, I'll be nervous.
And he's throwing sliders left and right. And he can't get it over the plate with either pitch.
Well, and the one that he had, the old Tanaka hanging slider, right? You know, see ya. Maybe it's because he didn't have the spider tacky on and that ball didn't drop. I wonder what his spin rate has dropped to since he's given up those 11 earned runs. I wonder what his spin rate has dropped to.
You know, I've seen different things. I've seen some say that it hasn't dropped much. I've seen some say that it has. All I can tell you is what I see ourselves is he's been terrible. He's been absolutely terrible, and the Yankees have been terrible. You score 7 runs in the first inning against Otani. He gets, what, one out in the first inning, and you can't
so much for the
win that
mustard.
Game? Listen to Aaron Boone last night.
Oh, man.
Bart, the Yankees going into the ninth inning with a 4-run lead or more had won their last.
Hold on. Before you say that, nerd alert.
This is a major nerd alert, and it's one of the most alarming statistics I've ever heard about a loss. Going into the ninth inning with a 4-run lead,
mm-hmm.
The nerd alert threw me off. With the 4-run lead, the Yankees have won 820 straight games before last night. With a 4-run lead going into the ninth inning, and that is how they lose. That's astounding. This has real. I mean, you talk about the wheels coming off the wagon. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Where was the
888-729-3776.
Where was the captain to steady the ship? Where was Aaron Judge?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a minute because that is worthy of a segment on its own.
Mm.
Carl in Vermont is going to start us off on Bart and Hahn today. Carl, what's up, brother?
Hey, long time caller. I was thinking during the trade deadline, and that's coming up before you know it.
Yeah.
I think after seeing what Aroldis Chapman did, and I think they should trade Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, well, here's the problem.
To who in that contract?
Yeah, number one, it's the contract. Number two, he has a no-trade clause. So if you're going to get Aroldis Chapman to agree to get traded, what is he going to want? Another year on the deal.
Yep.
He's going to want another year at $15 or $16 million. Yeah. What is Aroldis Chapman worth right now? He's not worth a
because
darn thing.
Because right now, if you're a team out there, you're saying, whoa, whoa, this guy must have been a spider tacky guy, and he's nowhere what he was before that. So you can't even evaluate him the right way right now. I mean, I think I moved Zach Britton into the closing role. Zach Britton's going to have to be
still hurt too. He's yeah. dealing with his injuries. I think they would in a minute if he was available because I think he's better. Just think he's better overall.
Well, more pitches. Right?
Yeah,
you got more pitches.
They've got the problem there. They might have to turn to Jonathan Loaisiga to close games.
Isn't the Subway Series coming up
tomorrow?
They can stud. Isn't this ironic? The Mets has always been the whooping boy in this town, and they have an opportunity while the Yankees are on the ropes to step on their throats. Oh.
All I can tell you is
this is what Lindor came here for. That's this type of drama, this type of beef.
Well, this is an opportunity for them. But
you wasn't here.
What?
You wasn't here when we had Pete Alonso on, and I coerced him to say that he was a better player than Aaron Judge.
No, I heard
it. And why did he say he was a better player than Aaron Judge?
Because he plays every day?
Because he plays every day. Come on down, Polar Bear. Let's start this beef.
Daniel in the Bronx is next. Daniel, what's up, bud?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you guys a hot take that you guys probably won't agree, but I have to say
Let me put my men's on. Hold on. Let me put my men's on first. I don't want to get burnt.
What are you, Adam Schein?
All right, go ahead.
So I want to say that Brian Cashman has never been a GM that has developed team. If you look back at the 1998 Yankees when he came in, Derek Jeter, the core four, were pretty much developed. He didn't develop those guys. He didn't draft those guys. And those are the guys that had the four World Series starting off. And, you know, he gets two of those. And then in 2000, was it 9? That was barely him. All he's had was the biggest budget in MLB history. And he hasn't done anything. All he's done is probably, you know.
Listen, here's the problem, okay? This is where the Yankee fans lose the rest of the baseball world, mm-hmm. is that there was a standard that was set. Mm-hmm. You win a championship or the season's a failure.
Yeah.
And people outside of Yankee land don't understand that. They've had a lot of success over the years, and they've done a lot of good things.
Steady organization.
But there is also a laundry list of things that you can criticize Brian Cashman over. And it's been 23 years that he's been the GM.
Here's the thing, right? I can't think when – correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of guys that have come through that really haven't lived up to expectations. I mean, I was
– a lot of pitchers.
When I came here, we were talking about Greg Bird. Like, is he even still around? Is he even still in the league?
I saw him at McDonald's last week. I don't know where he is.
Right, Gleyber Torres.
I think he's in the minor league somewhere.
Gleyber Torres hasn't really panned out.
Has been a massive disappointment.
Right? Andujar has, you know.
Had a big first year, been hurt, but has never found his way back. Clint Frazier, who they traded for, nothing.
Gary Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, he started to come back around a little bit, but after a first couple of good years – it's gotten away from him.
And now Aaron Judge.
Really, the only guy is Aaron Judge.
And he was supposed to be the face of baseball, but he's not a superstar. He's a superstar in name. He's not a superstar in productivity and coming up clutch in the big moments.
Well, last night you had an opportunity to see something special, and it went away quickly, and it was gone before the game. We'll tell you all about it in moments. This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Up next... yeah, it was an opportunity to see a great player versus a great player. And we didn't see it. And the reason is absolutely ridiculous. We'll get to that next, right after Bart tells you about Credit Karma.
Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there is no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you can win cash reimbursements for debit purchases when you purchase when you make any purchase between now and July 23rd, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win $1 million. All you have to do is go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and to have a chance to start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase is necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. Back after this. Who didn't step up to the plate?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Bart and Han.
I checked. If you're a great player, you want to go up against the other great players.
It's going down.
You want to have all the smoke if you are a great player, but apparently that's not the case. It is Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin in for Alan Han, along with Bart Scott, and we are brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. All I can tell you is, if you're Aaron Judge and you need days off, it's understandable. It's a different time now. Guys have to load manage. Completely get it. If you were to tell me that the Yankees would have the mentality of, we're going to get 135 great games from Aaron Judge, and that will keep him healthy for the long haul of the season, I'm good with that, because you're going to get from Aaron Judge in 135 what 98% of players can't give you in 162. The problem is, when you are not in the lineup against Shohei Ohtani last night, the best story in the game, mm-hmm. and the manager comes out and says, well, he needed a day. I don't get. You have a day game after a night game. You're likely getting rained out today. Maybe they were trying to get him 2 days off in a row. All I can tell you is, it's an utter joke that Aaron Judge was not playing and doesn't walk into the manager's office and say, I am playing. Because they said, Aaron Boone said they had conversations, Bart. If you're the greatest, you want to go up against the greatest, don't you?
One of my favorite movies is Predator.
Okay.
You remember that scene when the guy looked down at Jesse the body? He said, Jesse, you're bleeding, man. What did Jesse say? Ain't got time to bleed. The Yankees are struggling. They're reeling. They've taken gut blow after gut blow. Where is the captain? Where's the leader of their team saying, you know what? Rest be damned. We got to get some dubs to stop the bleeding and to stop the verbal onslaught that is coming from the media. Let me be the stopper.
Not just from the media. The manager said this week, our season's on the line, 2 days earlier, and the GM said, we suck right now. And those exact words.
They don't make them like they used to, man.
Well, and this is what is so frustrating. At 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We can look at it hindsight-wise. You can say, well, Ohtani was terrible. Didn't matter in the long haul.
They didn't know that.
It speaks to the much broader problem as to why this player, who is regarded as being amazing, can't be considered that when you don't put yourself in the biggest of situations. Last night, that would have been a big moment for baseball.
Yes.
Just even if you had the one at bat in the first inning, even though Ohtani was bad. But you can't tell me that earlier this week, the Yankees, who have not cracked 30,000 in attendance prior to last night, and they've been at 100% for 2.5 weeks. And so you can't tell me there weren't people that went out and bought tickets after seeing that Ohtani was pitching last night. And what do you know? Coincidentally, they had their largest crowd of the year at 31,000.
Hmm.
And Then you find out on your way to the stadium that Aaron Judge isn't playing because he, quote, needs a night? I mean, all right, if you're protecting him because he's hurt, why even bother? I mean, just say it. There's no competitive advantage garbage of maybe he'll pinch hit later in the game. But if he's not, I don't understand how you can dodge that moment for people that just to sit where the game isn't a rumor are shelling out $60 a pop.
Yes. I mean, we saw an example of this from a young star maybe a couple weeks ago. Remember the DeGrom and Tatis matchup that we all wanted to see? Well, Tatis was a willing participant. And I don't understand how sometimes Judge, who I think is a we've talked to him, he's a very insightful, very thoughtful young man, why he wouldn't want this moment for his team, why he wouldn't want this moment for his fans, why he wouldn't want this moment for baseball. Like, okay, this is the guy, because at some point, Aaron Judge was the guy. Remember, he was the Loch Ness Monster. He was the guy like, oh, man, this guy came out 50 home runs. This guy's amazing, right? He was worth the price of admission. Now, not so much. I don't know if Aaron Judge moves the needle like, hey, man, I want to go see Aaron Judge swing the bat like some of the other guys right now. Like Soto, you know, like Tatis, like Shohei.
I can't tell you.
Is the thrill is gone? Is the thrill is gone? You know I'm old blues guys. Is B.B. King, is the thrill gone?
I think he's widely protected by the Yankees, and the fans love him because he's one of their own. But he's done a good job of actually staying healthy this season and being out on the field, and I get it. Guys need days off. This is a different time. You have to do that. I'm totally fine with it. It's the moment. It's the fact that it is a chance to really reward fans. I mean, there has to be an importance on that. And nobody from up above says, you know what? We got to have our biggest crowd of the season tonight. We need to have the guy in the lineup. The owner isn't saying that. No GM, no baseball people. I don't care what the dorks in the basement are spitting out on the computers about needing a day. That's not it. Big guys do need to be off their feet, but that to me is just
at least DH.
As you would say, that's weak sauce.
He could DH. He could have DH'd.
And you can't do that now because you got Stanton who can't go play anywhere else. I mean, honestly, you can't do
that. That's
anything.
A you problem.
Dave in New York City is up next on Aaron Judge. Dave,
did
he you
buy
have a problem with it?
Did you buy a ticket, Dave?
No, I didn't buy a ticket, man. These I grew up when the team was about their business, and they felt it in their heart, man. I have a problem. The reason why I'm really calling in is I think the pitch is way bigger than what you're discussing. I think the young players of today, they're just soft, and it's not even their fault. They're allowed so much power, and if you look back, right, the players before, they weren't even in as good a shape as the players are now, and they played harder and more. It doesn't make any sense.
Look, I don't want to be the guy that says back in the day, and they're so much softer now, because there are different training regimens. There's a lot more that goes into things medically. I don't have problems with guys that are of that body type, Bart, that may need extra time off. I understand it because I do want to keep him healthy for the long term. It's just not understanding what the moment is.
Yeah, and having a feel for history in the game, doing what's in the best interest of the game. If that's the case, they could have gave him today off and the next day off, right? I understand that the Met series around here is a big deal, but that was a big deal for baseball, and he didn't show up to the plate.
That was much more important for him to play last night than it would have been for him to play Friday night if they want to give him 2 days off in a row. How about Carl? He's in New York. Carl, he's up next. What's going on, dude? How are you?
Doing well. Just getting out of Cooperstown, and I took my boys over to Scranton the other week, and we watched AAA, and my boys are like, why aren't these guys playing in the pros? And I said, you know, I grew up watching Mattingly and Paul O'Neill, and Paul O'Neill, if he got a single, you see him in the outfield practicing his swing. Mattingly, he had pride, and I think that's, you know, as corny as it sounds, the team needs to sit down and watch Pride of the Yankees. There's just no pride in the team, and you got to throw in Cashman in that.
It's Cashman, but it's
he,
look, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. But watching Pride of the Yankees isn't going to do anything. Okay? It's not going to do a darn thing. What you do need to understand if you're a player is grasping. If you want to be on that level, you want to be that superstar player, these are the moments in which you show up. You don't let anybody tell you you're not playing, or you don't ask out of the moment. Who knows exactly what happened? Maybe he did need a day off, but that was not the day.
Yeah, not the day.
So you're going to tell me that yesterday he needed a day off more than he needed one the day before?
Listen, I don't get it. I would hope maybe there was he was injured or something was feeling tweaky or something like that, but let us know.
I'd feel better. It's bizarre that I would feel better if he's injured.
For real, because, like, come on, man. You got to tell me he got more guts than this. You got to tell me he has more leadership than this. You don't sit down and sit out when you're capable and you're not injured and your team needs you. It's like, well, I'll tell you what. When we get on a roll, I'll take a rest. Like, come on, man. This ain't like they were going against a team that they just thought they were going to run through. Because guess what? Shohei Ohtani, the biggest thing in baseball right now, was playing. So you would think that he would have a great performance on the mound. So that mean that maybe points would be at a premium. Now, I know it didn't work out that way, but they didn't know that. You can't tell me their analytics told them they were going to get 7 runs in the first inning.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. Next, the NBA playoffs have been, unfortunately, all about injuries. And tonight, not a whole lot different. Can't wait for the big Connaughton night tonight. It's going to be a big Pat Connaughton thing. No jokes aside, we will get a true feel of what exactly to expect tonight, who's in and who's out. Next, it is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
It was a major, major positive development yesterday to find out that there was no structural damage for Giannis Antetokounmpo, and his status for tonight is doubtful. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Let's hear from Woj. His report yesterday, ESPN's NBA Insider, on the situation with Giannis at the moment. See, Bart, I don't think there's a need to even rush him tonight. Why are you chuckling?
Yeah, because like he's shown a ability to come back. What, he's got vibranium in him or something? Like, he's from Wakanda. Y'all gonna
well,
go give
some
of that?
Some guys can heal faster than others. You know that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, listen, when you saw how badly his knee hyperextended, you feared for the worst. And the fact that he was able to get up and walk off. But the problem is with a guy like Giannis, if he's not 100%, he's compromised. He doesn't have the skill set like Kevin Durant, like some of the other guys, to be able to still be effective and still be a great player by being able to shoot over people and create space with his length and his size, because he's a guy that has to get that space and has to have that burst to get past you. And I'm concerned, too, with 2-2, I'm saying, hey, I'd rather let him get healthy. And you got to trust your team. You got to trust the team. Right, you got to trust Chris Middleton. You got to trust Drew Holiday to come through, because you know they on the other side they trusted Trae Young and it worked out well for them.
Yeah, well, at the same time, I think you look at. I'll be curious to see what Young's situation is and whether or not he's going to be able to go tonight. And this is all of a sudden a series that is going to be determined by role players, by guys who are second and third. I shouldn't say Middleton's a role player, but guys who are the second and third tier players on
Covington,
the team.
Covington. Oh, hell.
Pat Connaughton.
Yeah, Pat Connaughton. You might need some productivity from Jeff Teague. Like, who knows? Like, where it's got to come from. But you know you got to get to at least 90. And if you're taking 30 points off of the lineup, it has to come from somebody. Is P.J. Tucker capable of putting up 10 to 15? Yeah. Will he maybe do it? No.
I asked you this yesterday, and I know who you think will win the series, but who's got the better advantage tonight if you don't have Trae Young or Giannis on the floor? Which squad would you want to roll with in that spot?
It's easy for me. It's the Hawks, right? It's the Hawks because – Lou Williams is a bona fide scorer in this league, so he can give you 30 points. And he understands.
I don't trust him to be consistent enough.
But listen, he's a guy that can run the offensive facilitator as well. He was able to control the flow of the game, much like Chris Paul. Like, he's a veteran player that understands the moment when he needs to score and when he needs to set other guys up.
I feel like, though, he could be a guy that.
Capella is a big deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Capella's a more bigger deal than I think Giannis, because then Brooke Lopez goes crazy. You have no answer for Brooke Lopez in the post.
Well, you do have a good, you have a really good answer, but like I can't see Lopez going nuts tonight because of that.
He's Lopez. Lopez can, listen, he's a guy that's averaged over 20 points in the post. He's the Nets' all-time leading scorer.
I understand that. That's not exactly setting the bar high. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN
Jason Kidd,
Plus.
Kenyon Martin, that is a high-ass bar.
It's brought to you by Progressive and all guests on the Goodyear Hotline. CP3's Legacy, that's next.
Bah humbug.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.